Welcome to our service for Remembrance Sunday 2021. Last year we weren't able to have a service in Newquay Memorial Hall. It's great that the hall has now reopened, but restrictions on numbers there are still such that it can't accommodate the Remembrance service. There'll be a smaller service this morning held at Newquay Church. We begin this online service with the hymn, O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. A voice from heaven saying, write this, blessed are the dead who from now on die in the Lord. Even so, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labours, for they take with them the record of their deeds. Let us pray the prayer our Saviour taught us in the language of our choice. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In tad, et honoiten en evoid, sancte theodor enu, Dele de dernas gunela de wachlis, megis in a nave, vechli ar a ddear hefyd. Deron ni heddiw ein bara beinyddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion, fel y maddau ni na ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni brofedigaeth, eith y gwared ni rhag drwg, can eis eitho ti o'r dernas a'r gallu a'r gogoniant, yn oes oes oedd. Amen. The Memorial of the Fallen. Remember, O Lord, all those brave and true who died honourably and are departed in the hope of the resurrection to eternal life. We remember especially the men and women of our sea, land and air forces, of the mercantile marine and merchant navy, and most especially those from Newquay, Llangrannog and our local villages. In that place of light, from which sorrow and mourning are far banished, give them rest, O Lord, lover of all, for your Son Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Give them eternal rest, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them.
Do They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. Ni aint heddi aint hwy fel ni a dawed, ni ddwg oedd iddyn thydded na'r blynydd o'r gosfan mwy, pan helen hael i lawr ac y wawr y bore, ni aint cofio yn hwy.
As we did last year, rather than keeping 2 minutes silence, we listened to 2 minutes of birdsong. As is well known, the sound of birdsong after the great guns of World War I fell silent moved many men to tears.
When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow we give our today. Pan ych edrych ôl, soniwch wrthynt amdano a dweud, er mwyn ych yfori chi fe roswm ein heddiw ni.
The reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, beginning at verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. We meet for remembrance this year in the context of the withdrawal of British and other NATO forces from Afghanistan, followed by the extraordinarily rapid victory of the Taliban in taking control of the whole country. It's quite clear that the rapidity of the Taliban victory took both our own government and the government of the United States by surprise. Very large amounts of money had been spent on arming and training the army of the Afghan government, but it offered little or no resistance to the Taliban fighters in their relentless progress. I was reminded of the views of the journalist and military historian Max Hastings. Writing about the Second World War, Hastings argues that in terms of morale and commitment to the cause, the Allied forces in that conflict were at one very telling disadvantage. They were, on the whole, conscripts from democratic countries, whose one wish was for an ordinary, peaceful life. But they were fighting against fanatics, for whom militarism was part of their Nazi fanaticism. And although they fought bravely, what they ultimately longed for was peace. It looked a lot like that in Afghanistan. The wish of the Afghan government forces simply to defend the right to a peaceful life
could not match the militarist fanaticism of the Taliban. In the end, the only just purpose for fighting any war is that it should be fought to establish peace. For those who serve in the armed forces, however, one source of abiding anger has always been that once peace is established, the soldier, or the sailor, or the airman who fought for it is too soon forgotten by those for whom he, or latterly she, has fought. It's probably still the case that no one has ever caught the soldier's anger better than Rudyard Kipling, who had seen firsthand the sacrifice of ordinary British soldiers in India, an India that at that time was thought to include Afghanistan. "Oh, it's Tommy this and Tommy that and Tommy go away, but it's thank you, Mr. Atkins, when the band begins to play. It's Tommy this and Tommy that and Tommy wait outside, but it's special train for Atkins when the troop ship's on the tide. Then it's Tommy this and Tommy that and Tommy how's your soul? But it's thin red line of heroes when the drums begin to roll. While it's Tommy this and Tommy that and Tommy fall behind, but it's pleased to walk in front, sir, when there's trouble in the wind. For it's Tommy this and Tommy that and chuck him out, the brute, but it's saviour of his country when the guns begin to shoot. And it's Tommy this and Tommy that and anything you please, but Tommy ain't a blooming fool, you bet, that Tommy sees." Tommy was one of Kipling's great barrack room ballads, written by Kipling about the army in India. Poems like Gunga Din and The Road to Mandalay are from the same collection. They established his huge literary reputation. He won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1907. Kipling had only one son, John, born in 1897. Undoubtedly inspired in part by his father's patriotism, John was keen to serve his country in the First World War. Barred from the Navy because of his poor eyesight, he was forced to use his father's connections to get a commission in the infantry in the 2nd Battalion Irish Guards. He died at the Battle of Loos in 1915, aged just 18. And his father's grief was deepened by the fact that his body couldn't be found. For years, Kipling hoped that perhaps John had not been killed, but was lost or a prisoner somewhere. There were, of course, many such instances, as well as many soldiers whose bodies could be found but could not be identified. What should be put on their graves when they were buried? It was Kipling, in fact, who came up with the phrase, "known unto God," which was inscribed on so many graves of unidentified or unknown soldiers. Eventually, Kipling accepted, of course, that John was dead, but he never forgot him. It cannot have helped that it was he who pulled strings so that John could join up. In a later short but bitter poem, Common Form, he wrote of the sacrifice of those young men. "If any questions why we died, tell them because our fathers lied." The lines do not refer directly to John or to the influence which Kipling used to get him to the front, but they express the questions and the scepticism which became increasingly persistent during and immediately after the Great War. The parents of our soldiers lost in Afghanistan ask the same questions still, and Kipling's work is a reminder that they're not the first British parents who lost their sons in that country. But Kipling retained his admiration of the sacrifice of the brave young servicemen. In 1916, he was moved by the bravery of Jack Cornwell. Cornwell was a serviceman not unlike the boys as young as 14 who left Newquay to serve in the Merchant Marine and were lost in the First World War. Cornwell enlisted rather in the Royal Navy at age 15 and was given the now unknown rank of Boy Seaman First Class. And with that rank he was killed in his first action, the Battle of Jutland, winning the Victoria Cross for his unflinching bravery under fire. The echoes of Kipling's own grief are clear in the poem he wrote to honour Cornwell. It's called My Boy Jack. Have you news of my boy Jack? Not this tide. When do you think that he'll come back? Not with this wind blowing and this tide. Has anyone else had word of him? Not this tide, for what is sunk will hardly swim. Not with this wind blowing and this tide. Oh dear, what comfort can I find? None this tide, nor any tide, except he did not shame his kind. Not even with that wind blowing and that tide. Then hold your head up all the more, this tide and every tide, because he was the son you bore and gave to that wind blowing and that tide. There is a happy ending of a sort to the search for the grave of Kipling's son John. It would have been some comfort, at least, to his father to know that persistent researchers believe that they have now identified it. And there is now an individual grave on which the name of John Kipling is inscribed. The location of his grave is known and personal now and known to everyone. But of course he always was, as were all the fallen, in his father's words, he always was known unto God. Amen.
In Flanders fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe, To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields. Lord, help us never forget those who gave their lives that we might live. Let us remember with gratitude and thankfulness their sacrifice. We pray that the lessons of the past, so harshly learnt, will guide our leaders today, so that the horrors of two world wars and subsequent conflicts will act as a deterrent to starting wars again. Let us pray for all who suffer as a result of conflict, and ask that God may give us peace. For the servicemen and women who have died in the violence of war, each one remembered by and known to God. May God give peace. God give peace. For those who love them in death as in life, offering the distress of our grief and the sadness of our loss, may God give peace. God give peace. For all members of the armed forces who are in danger this day, remembering family, friends, and all who pray for their safe return, may God give peace. God give peace. God of justice and peace, we pray for those who have been injured or disabled through war, for those who have lost homes and security through conflict, for those who have lost loved relatives in wars, for those who face danger and take risks for peace, for all those, especially children, caught up in the current conflicts, for refugees and all those in need of aid and other help. God of encouragement and Saviour of the despairing, comfort those who remember past sacrifices and guide us in building a just and peaceful community for all. May God give peace. God give peace. History can inspire or trap. Walls can protect or divide. Words can encourage or inflame. Power can free or destroy. Touch can comfort or violate. Peace can be shared or withheld. Gracious God, on this day, when we remember past and present conflicts, we pray for the divided peoples of the world, that leaders, governments, and each one of us may use our resources, our opportunities, and our lives in the service of reconciliation, for the sake of future generations and to the glory of your name. May God give peace. God give peace. As one family, we reflect today on the horrors of the past that continue to haunt humanity and darken our world. Lord, where pain still overwhelms, bring healing. Where hearts are still breaking, bring comfort. Where peoples are still oppressed, bring liberation. Where communities are still victimized, bring justice. Where children are still brutalized, bring compassion. Where lives are still crushed, bring hope. Where evil is perpetrated, bring repentance. Where war still devastates, bring peace. But most of all, wherever a single voice cries out in the darkness, bring us to one another. In the name of your love you bear in your heart for all people, all nations, all creation. May God give peace. God give peace. Lord, the world you created is in torment with wars, racism, hatred and persecution. We pray with all our souls for your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to bring healing to this broken world. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
That was the eventide.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen.